Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Ireland's public transport infrastructure. Oh, that's another topic, isn't it? Does it need an overhaul? Now, I want to talk about the public transport system in Ireland. While some would say that we've seen progress over the years with investments in services like Lewis, the expanded bus routes, there are still major gaps in the system that make commuting a daily struggle or even a complete impossibility for many people across the country. One of the biggest issues is our lack of proper transport links to and from major airports. Unlike most European capital cities, Dublin Airport still has no rail connection, leaving passengers reliant on buses and taxis and private cars. And this is despite the fact that it's one of the busiest airports in Europe, with over 32 million passengers passing through in 2023. The same goes for Cork and Shannon. No rail links, no direct, reliable public transport system. Now let's talk about commuter towns. Take Gorey, for example. AJ, of course, was talking about this to me earlier on because that's her neck of the woods in Wexford. And a town that has seen a massive population growth in recent years. A lot of people from Dublin, of course, moving to Wexford because of the price of property, obviously. Despite being just an hour's drive from Dublin, public transport options remain limited. Train services are infrequent and the journey by bus can be a long and unreliable journey, making it difficult for residents to commute daily to Dublin. Then there's Naas, one of the largest towns in Kildare, just 35 kilometres from Dublin City. Despite this, public transport is lacking. There's no train station in Naas, meaning residents must rely on bus services, which can be inconsistent. For a town so close to a capital city, you'd expect better connections. And even with Dublin itself, moving from one part of the city to another isn't as straightforward as it might seem. Many recruits require multiple changes, and with traffic congestion, journeys that should take 20 minutes can often take more than an hour. Unlike other European cities, we don't have an integrated high-frequency public transport system that connects key areas efficiently. But even if the public transport system improves, would people feel safe using it? In recent years, there has been growing concern about antisocial behaviour on buses and trains and Lewis services, reports of vandalism, intimidation and even assaults that have made the headlines, raising serious questions about the safety of the passengers and transport workers alike. Now, just last year, a survey by the National Transport Authority found that over 50% of public transport users felt unsafe at night, particularly on the Lewis and certain bus routes. Many people, especially women and older passengers, avoid public transport altogether after dark. Personally, I wouldn't go on public transport. That's just me. I wouldn't feel safe. I've been on the Lewis a couple of times. I had to go up to Smithfield. So I was going from the radio station up to Smithfield. The red line, is that what they call it? As I was on it about, I've been on it about five times in my life. And every time, there's been an issue. The last time I was on it, there was two behind me arguing over who had the most amount of methadone. And it was very uncomfortable. I thought a fight was about to kick off. There was another lad down across the way. He started arguing with him about why he hadn't got any methadone. And I'm going, oh, Jesus. Now, to be fair, there are plans in place to improve things. The All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review has proposed a major overhaul of Ireland's rail network over the next 25 years, including new train connections to three airports. Now, the Bus Connects project has also started rolling out redesigned bus routes, including more 24-hour services in Dublin, with plans to extend this to other cities. But the question remains, are these changes happening fast enough? Are they enough when they do happen? Public transport isn't just about convenience, it's about accessibility, economic growth, sustainability, and crucially, safety. If Ireland wants to keep up with its growing population and meet the climate targets that they want to meet, seemingly, we need a serious rethink of our transport infrastructure. So what do you think? Do you feel safe using public transport? Would better services encourage you to use it more? Or are safety concerns holding you back? Or the fact that you just can't get a public transport system if you live in rural Ireland or part of the city where it just doesn't have a service that gets to and from your work? So do you use public transport system? And if you don't, tell us why. Or if you do, tell us how great it is. Let me know what you think. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Des first. Des, hi, how are you?
Well, good evening.
Des, public transport in Ireland, they say it's improved, but now I'm not really a great one on this because I don't use public transport that much, but do you think it's improved?
Don't use it myself, and I don't think it has improved. Well, you know, I mean, if you look at the overall picture in the government, every department in the government is broken, has to be fixed, and I think Eamon Ryan has done a lot of damage to the transport. There's bus lanes, there's cycle lanes on roads that couldn't barely fit the road already with the two car lanes, like.
Yeah, I did see that video, know, that was going around, you know, of a bicycle lane that had been put in, which cost millions, obviously. And yeah, it left, like, one lane on the road, and somebody videoed it for nearly 10 minutes and not one bicycle went down the lane, yet the traffic was at a standstill.
Yeah, and like another thing as well is like that they're spending 22 million on a bike path from Malahoy to Donabate, and that's been passed and it's going to go ahead now.
Malahoy to Donabate?
Yeah.
How many people are going to use that?
I don't know, no. But can I ask you a question? Like, the Metro 20 years ago was going to be started, and they put millions into engineers and...
I was only reading this today. I think Pat O'Tobin said 300 million has been spent on Dublin North or Dublin Metro.
Right.
And not a track has been laid.
Not even a block. But let me ask you a question, Niall. If you were the Minister for Transport or the Taoiseach, like, what would you do? What would the first thing you do when you were appointed? What would be the first thing you do if you were appointed to transport?
Well, the first thing I would do, obviously, is address the issue with Dublin Airport. That's a huge issue. So there should be a direct rail system from, or a Lewis system or whatever it happens to be, or from Dublin Airport into the city centre. Right. That's the first thing you do.
Right. Just this week, the hopper service has been closed up. And that linked Clondalkin, Lucan, Tallaght, in those little red buses to the airport. They couldn't run it, so they closed it down. That's gone now. So no one had the brains in the government to bring these people in to the table and say, why are you closing down? Or what can we do to help this? Right, we can't afford to run it. Okay, can we amalgamate it with Dublin Bus or something and use your service, use your product and make it sustainable for you to deliver a service for the people temporary until we look at the bigger picture? Didn't do that. They let New Look, the retailer, close down. I know it's a British
That's
company,
right,
but
yeah,
they let
yeah.
the retailer close down just like that. No, nothing. And Micheál Martin will come out and say, we'll support the staff. How will he support the staff? There's no minister been made accountable over the last 5-10 years for, at the end of the year, if you haven't spent your allocated budget, you're brought in and you're asked why, and if the answer's not good enough, you're sacked. There haven't been any minister sacked over the last few years or TDs. The only ones that have been reprimanded is if they've done something wrong and they've been found out. So there's no one been held accountable in the positions. What I would do if I became Minister for Transport or the Taoiseach tomorrow morning, I would bring in the top person that I could think of that knows how to deal with transport, and that's probably Michael O'Leary. And I'd give him a 6-month project, and I'd get him to bring in people, and I'd say to him, you sort out our transport system. You come back to me and tell me, what does our transport system need over the next 10 years to make sure that we're going in the right direction and we're spending the right money in the right areas? Because
we do need a commuter rail system, right? I mean, look, London have one, Paris have one, the subways, you know, New York have it. All capital cities seem to have them except Ireland, right? The problem we have is it's a very old city, very difficult to dig underground now at this stage because there's been so much done. So there was an opportunity many, many years ago by the Japanese or Chinese, I can't remember, who said they would build an overhead system and they wouldn't charge the government for it and they would give it back to the state after 10 years. But I don't know what happened to it. But that would be an ideal system, similar to Chicago. Chicago have an overhead system.
Well, there's a good few places in America to have overhead. It works. But, Niall, you can't trust the government anymore to do these projects. You just can't. They're not able to. It needs to be sourced out. Like, you might as well say, oh, well, you vote with the government in. But at the end of the day, these are not the people that we should be letting.
No, they're a bunch of idiots.
They shouldn't. They're not capable.
No, anyway, I said this today. I said this today on the podcast. For the first time ever, you know, I mean, we have a government, as far as I'm concerned, just my personal view, that are incapable of running a country. Incapable.
Yeah, and all we're worried about is who's getting. I mean, Micheál's biggest worry 2 weeks ago was worried about, was he going to be Taoiseach today? And who was going to be appointed? And that was the big.
Oh yeah, the big worry. The big worry at the moment is who's bringing the bowl of shamrock to Washington, or is anybody bringing it?
Who cares? Like, who cares?
Yeah, why not?
Like, I don't agree with exactly what Elon Musk did with the email to send out who's doing what, but I do agree with the philosophy and where it's going. Like, and who's.
But look at the money they've saved. Look at the money they've saved already on wastage. I mean, what was it, like 20 million for a transgender opera in Colombia or something like that? I mean,
whatever that is.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. I mean, look, if Colombia wants a transgender opera, that's fine. Let them pay for it themselves. America shouldn't be paying for it. So what I'm saying is it's the same here. We have a massive wastage of money going out of this country. And I spoke about that a few minutes ago. But when it comes to transport, I don't know who, is there somebody, there has to be somebody sitting in an office somewhere that decides, what are we going to do in 10 years? What's the plan? Like, you look at the M50, when it was originally designed, they made a complete hames of it. It was a two-lane road. Do you remember that?
And yeah, they changed it twice or three times already.
But they should have known, based on how the population was growing, when they built it first, they should have known we're going to go from, you know, 500,000 cars to 1 million cars to now 2.2 million cars on the road in the next 10, 20 years. They should have known that. It doesn't take a genius in logistics to work that out. But they didn't do that. They never do that.
Yeah, but you're saying there, like, we have to get a plan in place for the rail system for 20 years. 20 years ago, we should have been doing that, Niall. And we still haven't got it right. So I would not let the government loose with any of this. I would actually bring in experts.
I agree with you. And
tell them, look, this is your job for the next 6 months. I'm going to pay you. You come back to me with a report and you tell me what way you think we should move forward before they spend another penny. Because all they're doing in there is rubbish. They don't know what they're doing. I really think they don't know. I mean, the answer,
like, you take the M50, which is the biggest car park in Dublin, right? And there's a simple answer to the problem on the M50. But nobody will do it. And there's so much land on either side of the M50, particularly on the right-hand side as you're going south, right? There's a lot of land all the way up to Blanchardstown, through Finglas and everything else. All they got to do is do what they do in America. Build another dual carriageway parallel to it with no exits. From Swords or whatever it is, Dublin Airport as it goes out, all the way right around to Bray. And that would service the traffic, because the amount of traffic on the M50 that's going, say, from Drogheda to Bray or Wexford, that doesn't need to go off the road. So they could just stay on another road. That would clear half the traffic off the M50.
But it could be put above it, even. Niall.
Whatever.
Well, like, and another thing as well, like, it's all down to tax and prices. Like,
but it couldn't be down to price. We've plenty of money.
No, not that way. Yeah. It's down to, it's all about the government. We have to tax the public. We have to overcharge them for everything. Like,
there should be no toll on the M50. It's a rip-off.
Yeah.
You don't mind paying a toll if you're actually saving some time, but you're not. You're actually losing time. You're losing your life on that road. You could spend your day on it. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Lorraine. Lorraine, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
Good. Back to public transport itself. You know, no good if you're living, say, in Malahide and you work in Blanchardstown. You got to get two or three buses, different connections, could take you 2.5 hours. So, you know, it's
100%.
Yeah, so it's no good. What's your experience?
I rely on public transport. I don't drive. And I live down the country. So our buses, unfortunately, are every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours?
Yeah, to get to Dublin.
Now, I know where you live. I'm not going to obviously say it on the air, but I know where you live. And I mean, it's a fairly built up area with a decent population.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. And we're relying, like, I'm relying on it. There's only two bus services that go to my village. And that's what we're relying on. And you're on about being safe. My mum was mugged on the Lewis before Christmas.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh, no, she's okay now. But before Christmas, four or five of our Roma gypsies mugged her on the Lewis. Like,
Did they take her bag?
They took everything off her. You know the pole that you hold in the Lewis?
Yeah, yeah.
It was 2 o'clock in the day and it was very packed. It was just like Christmas. And Mam stood up, but they all surrounded her. And she knew what was... She kind of knew it was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And just kind of went, you know what?
Let it happen.
Like, and the scary thing is, nobody helped. Nobody was there.
Did people see it happen? Did other people see it happen? Yeah.
Mam reckons people did see it happening, but as she said herself, would you intervene in that point?
Yeah, not at this 405.
I know. So she kind of went, I'm not blaming anybody.
But you would imagine somebody would help, you know, an older woman if they saw her being mugged. You
yeah,
know,
my mom is 70.
Oh, so, God.
Yeah, so it's just, you want to go at the overhaul. It needs a complete and overhaul. It really does. Like, you need to feel safe. You look at Dublin, go on the loose, as you said, methadone, they're fighting over. You have junkies shooting up.
Horses.
You have.
Horses on it.
You it's just... You don't feel safe anymore on it. Like, I don't.
Mm.
I genuinely don't. I won't go to Dublin at night anymore.
Like, yeah, I haven't been to Dublin at night in a long time.
Yeah, you know, like I used to look, like, you know, the safe places in Dublin. Like, you're like, you know, I have to get a bus home to where down the country. I'm from Westmeath, so I have to get a bus down. So I have to stand outside Connolly Station to get a bus. You don't feel safe standing there. You don't know what's going to get on the bus with you. It's scary. It is, and as you said, it needs a complete overhaul.
And why, can I ask you a question, Lorraine? Why did you never learn to drive?
I'm terrified.
Okay.
I'm terrified of trucks coming at me. I'm terrified of buses coming at me.
Some people are like that. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. My mother never drove a car.
But I always relied on public transport.
I mean, yeah, so just let me come back to Des on that as well. Des, that's another huge issue for people, particularly for women and older people. Safety on public transport is a disaster.
That goes back to the other departments for Minister for Justice. Mm-hmm. Not enough guards. Pay them more. Get more guards. Increase the salary to 50 grand. Don't be reducing the bloody height restrictions or the language barrier or whatever they're going to fitness levels for the guards. Just do it properly and say, right, we need... How can they send so much money over to Ukraine and other countries?
20 million the other day, yeah. 20 million, yeah.
Yeah, but just saying, I'm not being racist, Ram, but we can't afford to be putting that money... Outside of the...
I said this last night. The 20 million that went to Ukraine the day before yesterday could have been spent on, you know, I don't know, 10 dozen new Garda cars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, salaries or whatever, yeah. Like, that's... One problem leads to another over here. One department will sort out another. Like, you know, a transport department will have to go to the justice department and say, look, we need more guards on the buses or managing it. And they're not banging their head together. They're all going in different ways. You know, and it's just madness. Like, and we're going to keep having these problems until we get the proper people.
And will you be ever encouraged to use public transport? Because, of course, you know, the Green Party, we're practically non-existent now. But, you know, they're the ones who wanted everybody out of their cars, no matter what. They'll punish you, by the way, just for driving your car. We can see that with the price of diesel and petrol. But they're the ones who want everybody out of their cars, you know, and using public transport. Is there any encouragement to even try and do that?
The only way I'd use public transport now, if I came out of the garden one morning and my car was on fire.
Yeah.
Do you know what,
Des? If it was me, I still probably wouldn't use public transport. I'd ring a mate for a lift.
Yeah, I'd probably walk, yeah. And I wouldn't even bother putting the fire out in the car. I'd just
stay there. Stay there for a second, Lorraine and Des. I want to go to Amy, but I have to go to a quick break, Amy. I know, I promise you, it's not a long break. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody says, Niall, do you remember the bendy buses? I do remember the bendy buses, the big long bendy buses with the kind of corrugated bit in the middle that bent. They still have them in Northern Ireland. They're called sliders, but we don't have them. I think they're called sliders. That we don't have them anymore because, anyway, they go on to say, they were trumpeted as being a fabulous addition to public transport in Dublin. Where are they now? They disappeared without a word. My five-year-old granddaughter could have told me them bendy buses were not suitable for a city like Dublin. And then there are the electric buses that were purchased with no capacity to charge them. As you said earlier on, you couldn't make it up. That's right. I actually had a tweet that went viral because it was a picture of an electric bus being charged by a diesel engine. Now, Dublin Bus made a statement after I put it up in the Journal because the Journal, of course, wanted to fact check me. And they said it was being charged by a diesel generator that was using vegetable oil. And I went, would you stop out of that? It's semantics. It doesn't matter. It's still a fossil fuel of some description, isn't it? It's still a fuel you're using to charge the electric bloody bus. Anyway, lots more texts. I'll read them out in a second, but I want to go to Amy. Stay there in the rain. Amy, hi. How are you?
Hello, Niall. Are you well?
No, but I'm getting there.
You're getting there. Well, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah. If I could just get these temperatures to go away.
I missed you when you were off. And I was getting very worried.
Yeah, I missed you too, Amy.
Dublin Transport?
Yep.
Absolute shit show.
Right, okay.
I work in the city centre. And am I all right to say bus routes?
Yeah, far away.
So I run off 27.
Okay.
I can do the 15 going from Dame Street, and you'll come out of work, right? There's been times where for a 7 minute service, I've been stood there an hour.
There we are.
Bus cancelled, route cancelled. A friend of mine does the N6 up towards Santry to go on.
Yep.
Took them. He was supposed to be in work for 9 this morning.
Yep.
Was at the bus at the bus stop at the same time, and it was 10 before he got into work.
Oh God. See, this is the problem. If you're relying on getting to work, you know,
it is a big problem. Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, and now we're coming into the season. I don't mean to be bad, but when you have all the students, and they are literally going to kill someone for how they charge towards the buses, they will charge out at the bus stop to get on first.
When you say students, are you talking about kids or like 20-year-olds?
Yeah, like 18, 19.
Oh, the college, no, college, like, students. Okay.
Yeah, those. And they're literally barging, and it's like, I was on a bus there a couple of weeks ago, and come here, the drivers are great.
The majority of them.
You obviously get the odd one or two that aren't. But I was on a bus a couple of weeks ago, and this guy was on the bus, and he, an Irish guy, mounting off, and the driver got out of his cab to go up and confront him and ask him to get off the bus. He got off, but he stood in front of the bus.
Oh, God.
With his head in front of the windscreen.
Wow.
So the bus couldn't move. It's on
TikTok. Yeah, I did see that. That's right. I seen that. I think I did see that on TikTok, actually.
Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
I was on that bus, and he shattered that window through where the wheelchair and buggies are.
Yeah. But with his head.
And a poor little Spanish or Italian student was screaming, and I looked at her then, and the blood was pouring out her head.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So the bus driver then had to obviously park up and wait, and an ambulance was called. Your man that done the damage just went off.
And what was he up? What do you think? Was he off his head on drugs or something?
I don't know. But then you look at Dublin Bus going out and advertising these good salaries, right, that they're advertising, right? If you're going to put up with that, are you going to go for it?
I do feel sorry for bus drivers. It's not a job that I would like to do. It's a thankless job.
No, it's not. It really isn't. And
there's a lot to be said. I don't know, Lorraine and Amy, if you remember the old days. Maybe I'm reminiscing a little bit here, when I did use public transport when I was young, and I used to get the number 28 from Edenmore into town, or the 42A at the top of the hill in Harmanstown. And
my dad was from Harmanstown.
Oh, right, okay. And there was a bus driver and there was a conductor. But you always felt safe on the bus. It was grand. And from what I remember, it usually came on time. Although there was always that joke that you'd be waiting and two would come together. But you always kind of felt safe, and it always seemed to come on time. Now,
Sorry.
I have a family member who is security for the Lewis. She does security for the Lewis, but they have to wear a sad-proof vest going to work.
I'd say so.
That's terrible.
I totally understand that.
It's my sister. My sister has to wear a sad-proof vest going to work. And the story she'll tell you that has happened on the Lewis, or at the stops for the Lewis, it frightened you.
The stuff I've seen in town walking in there is
scary.
Nightmare stuff.
As I said already earlier on, I've only used public transport once or twice recently, and that was the Lewis up to Smithfield from the radio station. And I don't want to do it again. I don't want to have to do it again, because every time it's been a reasonably bad experience. Either somebody's fighting, or there's junkies arguing over their methadone. Or one time there was a horse on the Lewis. You know,
Lewis.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Our city, unfortunately, is not our own anymore. It's gone to shit.
Mm.
Yeah, it's gone good. Like as I said, like when my mom got mugged there at Christmas, she warned us all not to go on public transport. She was like, don't.
By the way, I don't want to be the doomsdayer here, and there's probably people listening who might have had a good experience or have a good experience on a regular basis on public transport. I don't know.
I highly doubt it, but...
Well, I don't know, but you heard really wrong what Des said. He wouldn't use public transport unless his car was on fire. Okay, but
I'm someone who relies on public transport. I'm someone who has to use public transport to go everywhere. And I've had, coming from our village, or not a village, from where I'm from, but I've had good experiences until I get to Dublin.
Yeah.
Then I have to get on the Lewis, and then I have to get on the bus. Like, that's what frightens me. Not leaving my village, getting on the Lewis or getting on the bus in Dublin City.
Do you know what it is?
I mean, I'm looking here, right, just to give you the good experiences, right? Somebody says, my husband is a pensioner and therefore gets free travel pass. So I suggested we use it for the first time last summer and took 2 grandkids to Salt Hill for a day out. It was absolutely a beautiful day. The train was great, spotless, comfortable, on time. We were able to play games at our seat, got the bus to Salt Hill and back, home and on time, all free. Thank God for us. One and only time we've ever availed of free Irish transport, and it got a 10 out of 10. So look, that's what I'm saying to you. Some people,
and that was Galway. We're never going to get that in Dublin, Niall. Ever.
Well, hang on both of you a second, because I want to go to Will before the break. Okay. Will, hang on, Amy and Lorraine. Will, hi, how are you?
No worries.
Hi, how's it going?
How you doing, Will? Public transport in general, they're trying to encourage more people to use it. What's the problem? Why aren't people using it the way they should be?
Well, I think your callers there, everyone's hitting the right note there, especially Des earlier on. Like, this is a policing issue, really, from my perspective anyway. Like I said, you know, I have occasion to go to Dublin for work maybe 4 or 5 times a month. I'd love nothing more than get on the train. I come from the west of Ireland. I have to say here nor there, and provide a great service where I come from anyway, everything on time. And I don't understand how, like, we can get on the train, the cost is reasonable. The travel experience up from the west of Ireland to Euston station is lovely.
How much is it? I've no idea how much it is. How much does it cost to get a train?
If you book it online in advance, you can get it for around £35 return.
Okay. So I'm trying to work out, is it cheaper than driving? So it's about the same price as driving.
It is cheaper than driving when you pay diesel and tolls and all of that.
Oh, okay.
And parking, and of course not having to park your car in Dublin, which is a major issue too.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, but why can everyone behave appropriately on an Irish Rail train and everybody minds their own private space and nobody bothers anyone? But you get to Euston station, you come off, you're immediately greeted with intimidation. Once you go out those doors, out past the pillars, it's intimidation everywhere. You know, there's habitual drug users. You get on the Lewis at 8:30 in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning, there's people high as kites. I don't know how people do it every day. I mean, I'm a 40-year-old man, and I don't feel safe. And by the time you get to where you're going to work, you're rattled for the day. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, so your anxiety levels are through the ceiling, yeah.
Yeah, I don't do it. I just don't do it anymore. I wish I could do it. But do you know the funny part is, I've been waiting for years to wake up some morning and to open my phone and see a news story about how, you know, how An Garda Síochána have done a clean sweep of Dublin City, have cleansed the streets, have tidied things up. Like, why hasn't that happened? I don't understand. Like, why are other capital cities, you go to Paris, you know, okay, the metro is an amazing system. It can be a little bit unsafe in some areas. But if you put a toe out of line, they come down on you hard. The same in any other European country. Like, you step out of line on public transport, you're going to be behind bars, like, you know. So this is a policing issue, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really even buying into the whole thing of there's not enough cops and all this kind of crap.
Well, generally, when it comes to the Lewis and the bus service, they're using private security companies now. So, because obviously the guards can't be on every bus and every Lewis, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm not saying that, but like the streets of Dublin, of inner city Dublin, you get that Lewis from Houston and you get off at Abbey Street. Again, it's mass intimidation. If you're not familiar with where you're going, someone will see you and watch you and know that that you don't know where you're going. So, like, I wouldn't dream of ever. My daughter is nearly 9 years old, but until she's a full adult, I wouldn't dream of letting her up on the train to Dublin with friends or anything. No way. Not a hope. So, like, you're paying for a service. You're going to your capital city. You don't feel safe even during the daytime. I don't feel safe walking down O'Connell Street or crossing the bridge. I mean,
no, I don't do it that often, but I understand what you're talking about. You know, when I was campaigning for the European elections, we went into town canvassing at one stage. And I got to be honest with you, I haven't walked up and down all the streets of Dublin since I was a kid. You know, I was up and down, you know, Thomas Street, Mary Street, Francis Street, Henry Street. I went up and down, you know, handing out leaflets or whatever we were doing canvassing. And I got to be honest with you, there was parts, particularly around Francis Street, Thomas Street, where you genuinely do feel really unsafe.
Yeah.
Now that maybe that's just me. I don't know, but
it's not you, Niall.
Yeah, sorry.
Sam got mugged on Bachelor's Walk going back 2 years ago by a heroin addict. I'm not going to say a junkie, a heroin addict. He held a syringe to her back on Bachelor's Walk.
No.
It's like you're not safe in the city centre anymore. It's like I'm a dog through and through, and I love my city, but at the same time, I would not walk through it.
Yeah, but they run from what I can see. If you go for the experience that I talked about earlier and you watch objectively, those people, those habitual drug users, they run the street.
Oh, yeah.
They own them. They're like, we don't own them. The Gardaí don't own them. Nobody else. They are in charge.
Sorry, Amy. What are you trying to say, Amy? I thought Amy was trying to say something there. I agree, Will, and that is a big problem on public transport, particularly seemingly on the Lewis Red Line, which is the one you're talking about. The other one, the Green Line, is not as bad, I believe, because obviously that goes to the more affluent areas of Dublin, whereas the Red Line, of course, doesn't. And the Red Line passes Merchants Quay, which is where they all go, obviously, to get their daily fix or whatever it is of methadone and... So that's the problem. And they all have free public transport, so they can stay on the bloody thing all day if they want to. And they do.
Well, yeah.
No, look, do you feel safe in Dublin?
Do I? No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, there you go.
No.
Anyone that walks through Dublin City?
I remember when I was younger, when I was 17, 16 years of age, I remember we used to go to town all the time, myself and my mates, and it never cost me a thought. Now, I know I'm reminiscing, and maybe I'm looking at the whole thing through rose-tinted glasses, right? But I know now, when I walk through town now, and I've done it numerous occasions over the last couple of years, you're kind of looking over your shoulder. You're seeing somebody that looks dodgy, and you're looking through the corner of your eye just to make sure they're not going to grab your wallet or whatever, or put your phone off.
Exactly, Ellie, that is Niall. It's our capital city. That's what's out there for Ireland. Like, it's scary to think, how many... Like students have come over, how many people from America, how many students have come over and got beaten up on our streets?
No, it's not a good look. We got voted, was it the Lonely Planet or one of those, voted Ireland in the top 10 of the most dangerous cities at night. I mean, that's not something we should be proud of.
Sorry, Amy, go ahead.
Sorry, when we look back at those riots, I walk in the city centre and those riots that night were horrendous.
Oh, terrifying, yeah.
I was in work and the sirens went off all over the city centre when those kids were stabbed in Parnell.
Yeah.
And I was like in work going, oh my God, there's something major after happening. And I walked into work the next day and I get off at Eden Quay and I walk up the quays. And I may as well have been walking through Beirut.
Yeah, a war zone.
Yeah, I know. The place was destroyed. There was burnt buses, burnt Lewis's, shop windows broken. Yeah, it was like a war zone for a lot of people now. Of course, I don't want to diminish what a war zone looks like. But look, I got to go into a break. We've kind of ventured into whether we feel safe on the streets as well there. But that's all part, I suppose, and parcel of public transport. Because the people who are in the city who make you feel unsafe obviously have to get in there somehow. And most of them will be using public transport. Because obviously, you know, the people you're referring to as drug users or whatever are not, you know, driving in. So they're all using public transport. And that's why people feel unsafe using public transport. Let me know how you feel. Maybe you have a good experience or a bad experience. I'll come to Micheál as well after the break. Thank you, Amy. Lorraine and Will, just stay with me there for a second if you can. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. I'm just looking at some of the comments coming in. I got offered a job in Dublin, couldn't take it because the train takes 3.5 hours from Rosslare. Just crazy. I didn't realise that, by the way. Crazy that there's only one line down this way. Somebody else says, why didn't Secure help that lady? Did she report it to Lewis management? Where was the Lewis security that day to help the lady? Well, you find Anytime I've been on the Lewis, you don't see the security. They tend to be at the stops, not actually on the train. I haven't seen them on the Lewis as such. Maybe that's just me. Somebody says, God, please give me a break. Yes, Dublin is bad at the moment, but I'm sick to death of people making out Dublin is the only city with problems. I have never had an issue on the Lewis Green Line. Well, I did say earlier on the Green Line isn't as bad because it goes to the affluent areas. Anyway, I was in Cork 3 years ago for a few days, and the city is also full of junkies. It's a major city. It shouldn't happen, but it's not just Dublin. Another person says, I used to work in a pub in Francis Street a long time ago. I used to walk all over the bridge onto the quays to get the last bus home. I had no fear at all. I wouldn't do it now. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Can I answer a text?
Yeah. Sorry, Michal, I'll be with you a second. Yeah, Lorraine, go ahead. Answer the text.
There was no security on the Lewis the time my mum got mugged. Mm. There was none.
I've been on the Lewis, I said, about 5-6 times. I've never seen security. I just see them at the stops, but I've never seen them on it.
Yeah, as I said, my sister is.
Yeah, sorry, Will.
I was just going to say, why haven't An Garda Síochána tried putting the armed response unit at every key location, you know, right from the main train stations into town, all around town, you know, on duty, like you see in the United Kingdom, like in London, where you've
just going to say the guards were at Euston Station when Mom got off the Lewis.
Do you remember the riots that Amy was talking about, the 23rd of November 2023, right? Mm-hmm. After the riots, all overtime was banned for the guards. And I remember I went into Grafton Street not long after that, in the run-up to Christmas, myself and the wife went into Grafton Street. I have never seen so many guards, including armed response, guards on horses. No trouble, I believe, for those 3 weeks, by the way.
They were only there for two weeks.
Two or 3 weeks, yeah. That's all. There was this kind of presence, and it made a huge difference to have a huge guard of presence in the city centre. Huge difference.
Yeah.
Sorry, by the way, Will, somebody's given out, I think they're giving out about you and possibly me too, saying, you know, it's not just Dublin, it's other cities. You come from the west of Ireland. I'm not too sure where you're from. Are you from Galway?
No, I'm from Mayo, but obviously we're talking about Dublin because it's the most frequently travelled to place. Who the hell goes down to Cork that often for work from the other parts of the country?
Yeah, but would you be in Sligo, Galway City? Would you be in any other city, Limerick City?
There's no issue with public transport in Sligo or Galway.
No, but would you feel unsafe? The point I'm making is, would you feel as unsafe?
Never. No. You would never feel unsafe in Galway using public transport.
Okay.
Never.
Okay, hang on for a second. I want to go to Michal as well. Michal, hi, how are you?
Congratulations, that man from Galway. Everything is safe in Galway. I tell everybody it's the capital of Ireland. And there's never been a problem in it. You go to Galway or Mayo or Clare and you're in heaven. Cumbrae said to hello to Connacht, so all the good people went west. That's it.
Michal, before I go any further, I know are you still in hospital?
Oh, yeah, Tom, I'm a leaf of Lord. I definitely am now. God bless you, Ryan.
Okay.
A question for you. Have you a relation called Violet? I was looking at a lady today who refused the rights to go into Tel Aviv. And she was given a stick and I thought, you must be related to Niall.
No.
He has the same name.
Unfortunately, I only have a sister called Boylan now. Just one sister. So she's the only other Boylan related to me, but she's not working in a hospital. Michal, I wish you well in the hospital, by the way. And by the way, can I say one more thing to you, Michal, before we get back into the topic, right? And maybe Lorraine and Will could join in. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Michal.
Happy
birthday to you.
82 years of age. Happy birthday, Michal. Now, Michal, do you use public transport?
On the other occasion, I did. You won't believe it. I used the country transport twice, or three times. First time I was leaving home. But after that, I was on my way to Cork. And believe me, I came to a very sudden stop coming into Butterfield. And after that, 3 years later, I was on the Galway train coming back. And I made a very sudden stop coming into Kildare. Believe you me, I made a stop. But I survived both of them. I got rattled, but survived. But there were good few people killed.
I do remember that train crash, actually. Yeah, I do remember that.
They were accidents. But the point is, the only thing I see now is the country runs coming in. From once it comes near Newbridge in the morning, or it comes like you're coming from a new city into Dublin, there's not near enough of characters on it. And there's so many people standing up. It's an accident waiting to happen. They're jammed tight, standing every way and any way, and culture doesn't come into it. I've seen people there, like, at my age, I say I'm as fit as a bee, but I've seen people as younger than me that aren't fit, and they can't be able to stand up, and there's no such thing as this culture of forgiveness or giving somebody a seat. Oh, no, that doesn't exist anymore. That's gone. But you're talking about the Gardaí and the street there. We don't have the resources for it. Like, unless it's the ticket, the train companies or the loose lines are prepared to raise the cost of that and let them supply their own security. I've been on the loose twice, both during the day, and thanks for the God, I saw nothing. But all my friends use it. And I do hear, who could this be? It's unbelievable what you hear coming by. And there's stabs, there's water drops, there's bag drops, there's ladies being shoved around. It's horrendous what happens at it. Now, I pass by some of the stations regular by car, and you see some of these rare-looking gougers hanging around. And I tell you one thing, they're not all from Galway or Mayo or Cork. They're well-tanned, but they're hanging around. But you don't have enough of police. It's just not possible to have enough of police. It was great after that carnage inside in town, those horseback police. I think they were on donkeys. There was police everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that staff was brilliant for that period. But we don't have the resources. We don't have next to near the police power.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier on, that 2 or 3 weeks where they banned the overtime for police. It was the best time that we've ever, they all had to do overtime, should I say. It was the best, leave. It was the best time we ever had. And when I say the best time we ever had, it was the safest that people felt because there was a good guard of presence in town. I don't know why we can't have that all the time.
I was going to put you on that. You said overtime was banned. No, overtime. No,
that wasn't overtime. It was leave that was banned. Leave that was banned. I meant to say it the other way around.
But Dublin, I walk in my time. I lived in Ranelagh. I used to walk into Dublin. I danced 8 times a week in Dublin. That was in the Irish Club in Parnell Square. They're dancing on a Sunday as well as Sunday night. You could walk in from Ranelagh. I'd walk home at 2 or 3 in the morning. You went into the Irish Club. You went from there to the National, the Four Ps or to Barry's. And you walked home to the Dead State. But my Christ, I wouldn't do today, I can tell you. Not one hope in hell.
And in relation to public transport, you drive, obviously, you're still working, you're driving a truck at 82 years of age. Well done to you. But would you consider using public transport, or do you prefer to be sitting behind the wheel of your own car?
I would, but 100%, I'd like to say yes, I'd like to use public transport. And I have free transport if I want. But no, I feel a lot safer driving myself. I'd be afraid. You hear too many stories. You see what's hanging around all the rail stops. You see them, and there's no way in the natural sun that I get on a loose. Look at, first of all, they're packed solid with people, and you're some of these unbelievable gouchers hanging on, and there's no point. The train companies themselves will have to supply guards for it, and the only way to do that or stop all these gouchers getting on is if there's a single shoe coming down where they have to go in and pass the security guard to get on the train, and if you haven't got a pass for a train. A genuine pass for using the loose. They didn't give you free travel, but you have to have a pass for using it.
Mm.
You get the hell out of there. You're not allowed.
I think there's a huge problem with the loose with people not bothering paying, by the way. They just get on, and as soon as they see security, they just jump back off again. Stay there, because I've only got 2 minutes, and I need to get to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
Hi, Neil. Niall, how are you?
Good. John, do you use public transport?
I do. I used it last weekend, but... It's a bad reflection when someone comes down the 9 o'clock train to Mallon. There was very few on it, but there was 2 security guys on it. And that sums it all up. And if the population of Ireland is going to increase, which it is, and the population of Gards is going to decrease, I was in the Garda station lately, a friend of mine's the Garda, and they didn't add up 50-year-olds accepted. So it's a testimony of what Ireland has done to. It's a drug-ridden country. It causes problems in public transport. It causes problems at home. It causes problems everywhere. And as long as there'll be that amount of drugs in Ireland, you're going to have problems everywhere. No matter how much or how good a transport system you'll have in Ireland, if you're going to have tugs and mugs inside in public transport, people are going to get afraid and they're not going to travel. And the public transport isn't going to make money. It's quite simple.
Mm. Well, it's not. It shouldn't be there to make money. It actually makes a loss every year. It's subsidised by the state. But in saying that, if people don't feel safe being on it, you're never going to encourage people out of their cars and onto public transport, are you?
You're not. No, you don't, possibly. Like, there is a great public transport. I'm a free travel merchant now, and I go up and down to Dublin. I travel the transport a lot. But I see 2 guys, like, there was about maybe 40 in the train, to the last train out of Dublin to Mallow, and these boys were policing up and down the carriages. And it's just a sad reflection on society. And when I was in court in Mallow the other morning, a testimony again to the same thing, and I challenged the parking fine. I did well, not with a nice judge, but he was nicer to the migrants than nicer to me. And most of the migrants, or most of the criminal cases, they were committed by migrants. And there was one guy there, He said, we can't contact you, you have no phone. And the judge showed in front of the court, by that man a phone. This is what Ireland has turned to.
Mm. That was obviously your observation on that day. I'm not suggesting that every crime is committed by migrants, because they certainly aren't. But your observation on that day obviously was that was the case. Listen, I have to go into a break. Sorry, Lorraine, very quickly. Yeah, go.
Before I go, can you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Can you mark the 4th of October on your calendar?
Oh, do I hear wedding bells?
We booked it.
The 4th of October is in my diary. I go out and get me new suits.
An invitation is going to you, and you have to book the 4th of October. You have to be there.
Oh, I can actually feel that. I can smell the new suit on me already. I'll wear me new suits.
And yeah.
Karen will have to get a hat.
Let me go and tell him. I'm telling him now.
Yeah, we get Karen a new hat.
Yeah, get her a new hat. No, seriously. You and your wife, the 4th of October, we've booked the wedding.
Thank you very much indeed. And I will happily accept your invitation, Lorraine.
Thanks, Mel.
And
I'm
looking forward to it already. Listen, Lorraine.
I hold you to that.
Okay, and congratulations, by the way. I'm delighted that you eventually are tying the knot. I think I actually hold myself responsible in some way that maybe I've encouraged it over there.
It's your fault.
Yeah, I do. Listen, thank you, Lorraine, and I shall talk to you again about that. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah. Michal, Lorraine, John, Will, listen, thank you very much indeed, all of you, for a very interesting conversation about public transport.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.